AkronHipHop.com. As you can see, we're black. And it's Beauty and the Beast back in the building. Yeah. Animal, I got a question.
I got an answer.
Bruh, mm-hmm. When we talk about this business of love, Char, I got a question.
Yes.
When we talk about this business of love, mm-hmm. We're going to let the lady go first. Explain to me what this business of love is.
Well, I think I should have had on what I can say, my corporate jacket today, because truthfully, business of love, it's a contract. Love is a straight up contract.
What do you mean? What do you mean contract? What are you talking about?
You negotiate and then you come up with what's going to be beneficial, what you're going to take in a relationship, what you're not going to put up with the relationship. These are your responsibility. What's the insurances? A contract.
Animal.
Straight up contract.
So when is this contract? Do you think like that?
Yeah, to some degree. You know, the business of love. Oh boy, that's a good one. But anyway, you know, it's two people coming together and grasping the understanding of what's going on before we go any further.
Do you do that during the courting part, or are you doing that after you guys?
Well, actually, no, from the very get-go, because you got to make everything planned from the jump street so you can have some of the insight whether you want to go further or not. So we don't need no surprises. That's how I operate.
Okay, so when y'all did it, what's the first thing that you need in a relationship? Well, name the one thing you got to have on this particular contract when you got a man.
One thing I have to have on the contract? Well, see, everybody's not worthy of being offered a contract. See, I disagree with Animal at the beginning because, see, contracts are not for everyone. Contracts are for people that gonna make it in this business.
You better say it.
Everybody doesn't make it in the business.
Everybody don't make it to La La Land, huh?
No,
they don't
do
get
not.
The Hollywood Def Jam contract.
They do not.
If you establish that from Jump Street, you don't have to go no further.
Okay.
See, I've always been able to make things plain from the very get-go, you know, before I go any further. So I already know what I'm getting into. You know, so everybody do things different. I see how this young lady looking at me, but that's all right. She got that. You know.
So, Char, I love that. You said everybody don't get the deal. Everybody don't get the contract.
No.
But, so you, let me ask you, Animal. When you talk to somebody that you may like, mm-hmm. Are you jockeying for a contract?
Well, you know, I'm kind of placing my bid, so to speak.
Right. Know? And you can talk to somebody and the contract ain't nowhere in sight, Char? You can just kick it with somebody like, you ain't even up for the deal.
That's 100%. I, myself, am a walking business. I am a walking mogul myself. Mm-hmm. Even with my heart, my feelings. Like I said, it's a lifelong partnership. And yeah. Everyone is not worthy to get the shares of this business.
How long do them partnerships last a lifetime anymore?
At this day and age.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about right now.
At this day and age, when we need to, mm-hmm. And this is just the honest, unadulterated truth.
Okay.
We need to stick with the roots. See, that's the problem with everyone. They think it's okay to marry and give up marriages and keep going and so forth. So, like I said, it's a lifetime thing with me. So, right now, if I offer you that contract, we dying. Together.
Oh, imagine that.
We dying together.
Okay, well, we can roll with that. You know?
Okay.
You know, I go along with that.
Okay, so when it comes to this business of love, truthfully, it's a contract. And whether it's up front or whether it is being presented later on because you're worthy of a contract, it's still
a business.
It's still a business. The business of love.
Okay, I go with that.
And y'all know what it is. It's Beauty and the Beast.